Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, an extraordinary victory is unfolding at your feet this very moment. As you progress from faith to faith, you ascend daily into the positions and promotions I have ordained for you by the power of the cross from the foundation of the world. Conflicts will persist, not because I have abandoned you, but because I am expanding upon the ultimate victory that will astound those who predicted your failure and fall from grace. What you perceive as conflict is, in reality, a place of testing. The difficulties you face are the very ground I have chosen to demonstrate my immense power and unwavering commitment to your triumph in every situation. It is crucial that you grasp this truth, for there are those within religious circles who have defined themselves by engaging in battles that I decisively won 2 millennia ago. Their notion of conquest and victory amounts to merely scavenging the remnants of an adversary I defeated at the cross and over whom I triumphed in the resurrection ages ago. Enough empty threats. Let us move forward with genuine advancement in your life and in the world, witnessing the kingdoms of this earth becoming the dominion of your God and his Christ. Now join me in making this prophetic decree over your life and situation. Prophet Russ, I boldly declare that God's victory is my victory and I stand firm in his power today. My initial focus is on your personal life. I won't send you against formidable adversaries, demonic princes over nations when you still struggle to find the strength to get out of bed each morning. Know this, I'm placing your foot on the neck of your adversary, just as Joshua did with the elders of Israel in the promised land long ago. I want you to witness the fear in the enemy's gaze. Do you realize what the enemy fears? You understand that he does, don't you? From where do you imagine Satan conceived the idea of fear? It originated within his own being when I proclaimed to him in Eden that the offspring of the woman would crush his head. He has known no rest since that moment. Do you comprehend what instills terror in the enemy? He fears that you'll engage in the battle. He's been remarkably successful in deterring my people from the fight through intimidation, deception, and bewilderment. But you're neither intimidated, deceived, nor bewildered, are you? Of course not. I want you to understand that your entire success in this universal struggle between good and evil, between the realm of light and the kingdom of darkness, lies simply in your presence. Just be present, I say, and direct your gaze toward me. You'll be astounded and blessed by what unfolds next. Now what next? It is of utmost importance that you do more than simply hear this word. That is a recipe for misdirection. Engage with this word. Act on it. Remember, the kingdom doesn't come with observation, Jesus said. You have to do something. So what next? To activate this word in your life, let it resonate down deep inside you. Then make a breakthrough-inducing decision to sow your faith into this word today. Listen, the faith it takes to give into this prophetic word is the very same faith that will bring it to fruition in your situation. It's a tangible demonstration of your belief in the Father's love, in the Father's promise. So act now for your response time to God is a metric of his response time to you, and every seed sown in faith is a declaration of your trust in the Father. It's an investment in the manifestation of God's love and blessing in your life. So don't delay. Text the word prophet to 444321. Or you can cash app us at $PropheticNow. If you donate using Zelle, send your gift to propheticnow@gmail.com. Do it now and see what God does in response to letting your faith soar in this way. Are you ready? Then act and act now. You won't be disappointed.